today. He's speaking to you today. We had a good meeting. Appreciate the good attendance from the members here last weekend as we had Adam Shanks here. He did text a picture to me yesterday. He wanted me to share with you guys that he did tear down his greenhouse this weekend. So those of you that were here for that illustration know what I'm talking about. But I think he was encouraged by the time here, and we appreciate everyone who came and invited others, and those of you that had him into your home, we appreciate that very much. This morning, we're going to continue our study in the book of James and talk about the power of the tongue, as you probably guessed from the scripture reading this morning. James earlier wrote that those who are practicing true religion or pure and undefiled religion before God bridle the tongue, and we mentioned that briefly as we looked in chapter 1, verse 26, and at that time we mentioned that we were going to be saying more about the tongue later in the book, because James does have a lot to say about that. So here we are in James chapter 3, and so these next few messages in James are about choosing the right path and practicing godliness that will help us construct the life that we should have as Christians, and leading a life of godliness that is pleasing to God. So in this section, James teaches us how we each possess a dangerous weapon. Each of us is born with an instrument that can do great damage, or it can do great good. And so he teaches us about how it is that we use the tongue. And James starts off this section in chapter 3 with a warning that is fairly surprising, that he says that not many should become teachers. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, also able to bridle his whole body. And there's been several times during my time here at Elliottsville that I have been assigned to do the teaching list and to assign teachers to classes. And I started thinking that maybe this was the favorite verse of a lot of people, but when you ask for volunteers to be teachers. Because what does it mean, not many of us should become teachers? And does that mean, well, you know, when Randy asked me to teach, I'm not going to do it because James said not to? Well, James says that not many should become teachers. Why would James say that Christians should rethink the idea of becoming teachers? Shouldn't we teach? Shouldn't we be involved in the teaching of others? James certainly cannot be saying that no one should be a teacher. Because I just had to close the laptop and close my Bible and go home right now. Because there would be no one to preach the gospel if no one should be a teacher. In fact, Paul said that God gave us shepherds, evangelists, and teachers for the equipping of the saints. So God wants teachers. Some infer when you look at this passage that there could, and it doesn't specifically say this, but you can certainly see this different places, that there could have been Christians who were saying, well, when am I going to get my turn to be a teacher? Or shouldn't I be a teacher? Or I should be a teacher. And sometimes there are those who see teachers as having some kind of glorious position with the opportunity to stand up in front of the group as if there's some personal glory in that. But James is giving a warning here that should not be overlooked, and could easily be overlooked, of course, that if you want to teach, then there is a responsibility with that. Are you prepared to be judged with a greater strictness because of the things that come out of your mouth, the things that you say? Do you want that? And it's certainly true that teachers are often judged by others. There's probably not one among us that when we were in school and we had a teacher, we judged the teachers whether or not we thought they were any good at teaching, whether or not they could hold our interest. Teachers that we judged that I don't want to be part of that class because of what I heard, or there might be those that we want to be part of that. Certainly, when it comes to Bible teachers, those that teach the Scriptures, either in a class setting or speaking in an assembly, that there are teachers that we may prefer over others. And so what I'm saying here is that people do tend to judge teachers. They will judge what it is that they hear. But that's not what James is talking about, is that you don't want to be judged by others. He's saying that God is going to judge you. God is going to judge you based on the things that you say. You're going to be judged with a greater strictness. James is here referring